Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking with John Shiray. We'll be talking Yucca Mountain and nuclear power in general, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Dan Mason, Elisa Cafferata, and Fred Larkin. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program John Shiray. He is adjunct faculty at political science at UNR. I got your name right and got your job wrong.
Thank you very
How
much.
How are you? Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. So one of the things that Senator Reid was most pleased about with the omnibus bill that went through was that there was no money in there for Yucca Mountain. At this point in time, do we presume that as a repository for nuclear waste that Yucca Mountain is truly dead? There may be other uses down the road, but reality is that this is dead?
The reality is that it's on hold. It's not dead. And what I've advocated for years is that it not be used for storage until the waste has been reprocessed. Because if you reprocess nuclear waste, you end up reducing the volume of storage down to about 5% of the total. But we have to do something about the nuclear waste because it is at 104 sites around the country. It is a target for terrorists.
And in what way would they be able to use this for terrorism?
You get above ground storage of nuclear waste in cask. Now, they're supposed to be able to withstand explosions and things like that. But, for example, within 50 miles of Washington, D.C., there's a nuclear power plant on the Chesapeake Bay that has its nuclear waste not buried deep underground, which is what Yucca Mountain would do, but accessible by a 747 loaded with terrorists. I think the nuclear waste thing in the time of terrorism that we have now is a security issue. But if they reprocess the nuclear waste, then they can use the fuel that they get out, the dangerous fuel that could be used in nuclear weapons, can be mixed into the regular fuel that goes into nuclear power plants and burned up.
Are we still seeing reprocessing going on in Europe?
Yeah, reprocessing is still going on in France. It's also going on in Russia. And we used to reprocess, and Jimmy Carter killed it off because of the potential. You get weapons-grade plutonium out of reprocessing, but that's a security issue. We have weapons-grade plutonium all over this country. It's called nuclear weapons.
Do you think that once the Obama administration is gone, that the odds, especially with Chuck Schumer becoming the majority minority sure. leader, whatever he may be, and Paul Ryan and a new president, unless it's Hillary Clinton, that the odds are we are going to see something happen with Yucca?
There's senators from many states that have nuclear waste stored near their cities that want it out of there. And the government, unfortunately, walked away from studying other sites many years ago. So nuclear waste, the only site that's been thoroughly evaluated is Yucca Mountain.
Senator Reid also talks about other things being discussed regarding nuclear waste. Do you know what those things are?
I do not know. I agree with a lot of what Senator Reid has done. He's been very beneficial for the state. I totally disagree with about the Yucca Mountain in terms of looking at it from a national perspective. It is a security issue, but it's also an economic issue, and it's a climate change issue. We shut down nuclear power plants. They produce no CO2.
I know, and there's a great irony to this. But
yeah.
then again, you look at things like Fukushima,
mm-hmm.
and
I agree.
It scares the population. And even though it's been many decades since Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, it's still something that scares people.
The big thing with nuclear power plants is the potential of a Fukushima. Shouldn't build them next to a major earthquake fault at sea level, I guess.
Well, not only that, but I mean, it seems as though the Japanese government was just completely irresponsible in its management of the site.
Absolutely.
And then the follow-up. And,
absolutely.
And that begs the question. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm a nuclear power supporter. I
mm-hmm.
understand all the benefits
sure.
of nuclear power. But it just seems that we have been so reckless on the other side of it that the public has every right to be terrified.
I think the public has the right to be very cautious about it. And when you think about where the nuclear power plants are, if it's out in the middle of nowhere, that's one thing. But there's nuclear power plants near New York City, Chicago, D.C., Baltimore, and so they're near major, major urban
San
areas.
San Diego.
San Onofre.
Right.
I was in the Marine Corps. I used to guard San Onofre.
Right, and it's being shut down now. But
that one should be.
Well, yes, just because of the age of the facility.
Right.
Where is the most research going on in terms of nuclear power?
Going forward, there's research being done in universities all around the world, and I can't give you a specific one, no. But there's new emerging nuclear power solutions beside the boiling water reactors that we have now.
For example?
Well, India's doing things with lithium, and there's fusion reactors that they've played with at engineering scale. They're not at industrial scale yet, so they're those sorts of things. But I'm not an expert on that.
Okay, and do you believe that companies like GE are still moving forward with nuclear power?
I think
in other places apart from the U.S.?
GE's profitability is not coming from nuclear power. It's coming from building gas turbines to replace all the coal-fired plants. And, if they can continue forward on nuclear power, they will. But we talked about reprocessing. They've been reprocessing nuclear waste at Idaho National Labs for a year. The metallic rods that come out of our nuclear submarines and our nuclear carriers are reprocessed at Idaho National Labs. Now, it's a different type of fuel than in boiling water reactors.
When you heard the story that came out of Southern Nevada at Beatty, the Ecolab site where they had some kind of leakage there. Did that concern you that was going to cause problems again in terms of looking forward at nuclear power?
I think that any stories about leakage of anything radioactive does cause concern. But I'm not for the taking Yucca Mountain and just gather up the rods from all over the country and stick them in there. I think they should be reprocessed and the volume massively reduced. And I believe they should also be looking at other sites, and here's why. How many nuclear power plants are on the West Coast? I think there's four left, maybe. The vast majority of them are east of the Mississippi River. And I think about where I grew up in Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. You have old abandoned coal mines going back, 200 years there. There has to be some places to store it or reprocess it on the East Coast also. Otherwise, you have to ship that massive amount of stuff all the way across the United States to Nevada. So I think focusing on Nevada as the only storage site was definitely bad politics.
Well, maybe it was good politics at the time, but it turns out to be
bad reality.
But do you think that there's any place that is saying at this point in time we would be willing to be the place where nuclear reprocessing, nuclear waste site, which should
none
be?
That I'm aware of.
Okay. Let's take a break. More on this topic when we come back.
The 12th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Builders Alliance, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the El Dorado Resort Casino Reno.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Shire. He is an adjunct professor of political science at UNR. So, you know, one of the things you deal in is what's going on in the world, and the Middle East is on fire once again. Shia versus Sunni, Saudi Arabia takes a major stand in executing this cleric, and now all the other countries on the other side are lining up against them. Where do you see this going? And is this in reality a response to the price of oil in terms of that the Saudi government does not have enough money to keep the population happy by giving them money because they used up about a fifth of their reserves in the last year? And do you think that this Sunni-Shia fight is there to replace that?
I believe that there's several factors. The first thing that happened was in 2011, was called the Arab Spring. And our president was urging democracy on a lot of the Middle East countries that may not have been ready for it. Saudi Arabia was our arch enemy in terms of the Arab Spring. They helped supply, through their fundamentalist religious organizations, the counterforces to the Arab Spring. Saudi Arabia sent troops into Bahrain when the Shia population of Bahrain was demanding more freedom. They were demanding democracy, as the cleric that was just executed was demanding. And so Saudi Arabia was offended by Obama's pushing of democracy. That's the beginning step. Now, the thing with Iran and having negotiated the denuclearization of Iran and bringing them back into the world and getting rid of the sanctions, that absolutely upset the Saudis, because it means now they have more competition selling oil, if not for no other reason, and they worry about Iran attacking Saudi Arabia. So I think Saudi Arabia in this decided that they needed to... There's the democracy thing, which they opposed. And if they could do anything to pay back, if you will, Obama's urging of democracy, I think they would do it. But the Saudi Wahhabist religious sect of the Sunni religion is very conservative. And they have provided money to many causes around the world, built thousands of mosques that are preaching very conservative Islam.
And this is where Osama bin Laden came from.
Exactly.
From the Wahhabis.
And well, one reason Osama bin Laden and his friends crashed those planes, or he didn't do it, but his guys did it, was because of our support of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, that government, which he found oppressive. So Saudi Arabia is partially responsible, I think, for 9/11, our support of them.
Oh, and no disagreement there. We already have proxy wars between mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia and Iran,
right.
So it's not like that's not already going on. Do you really see a likelihood of Iran actually attacking Saudi Arabia?
I think that is very, very unlikely. As long as Iran thinks that we will support Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia flies our planes, uses our weapons, et cetera, et cetera. But it's very clear to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the king and the princes, that Obama is moving away from the Middle East. And the United States, I believe the statistics are, that the total amount of oil that we consumed in October last year that came from Saudi Arabia was less than 6% of our total consumption of oil. The whole Persian Gulf was only 9%. So we don't need their oil anymore. We can walk away. And when you look at our budget and the wars we fought there since 2001, a lot of those wars have to do with Sunni versus Shia, of course. But whose side is Saudi Arabia on?
Well, there's really two Saudi Arabias. There's the kingdom,
right.
The government, and then the rest of the population.
That's right.
And they are not the same thing.
And the cleric that was executed was part of demonstrations for more democracy. But he's not anti-Sunni. He is Saudi. He is a Saudi of Shia belief who wanted the Sunnis and the Shias to work together. But he was objecting to the government's repression in Bahrain and the eastern provinces of Saudi Arabia.
Now, when you say, and we only got about a minute left here, but when you say that we're not buying that much oil from Saudi Arabia and the Middle East in general, but really oil is a world commodity.
Absolutely.
So everything goes into the pot and everything is withdrawn from the pot.
But we don't have to buy it. And here's the thing that most people don't understand. Our total imports of oil... right now, 3 million barrels a day in October came from Canada, 2 million barrels a day from Mexico, Venezuela, and other parts of Central and South America. And so we don't need to be importing oil from the Middle East. China needs to have it. Well, let China do the peacekeeping then. They need it. They can keep it quiet.
And that's a topic for another day. Thank you so much for being here. Please come back. Fascinating discussion.
It was a pleasure. I enjoy your show.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Northern Nevada and Northern California's number one area rug cleaning facility is now Evergreen Carpet Care. Our four-step process begins with thoroughly removing all dirt, dust, and lint. Then your rug is expertly and delicately cleaned in our rug washing pool. After the cleaning process, we rinse your rug in our special centrifuge. Then your rug is hung to dry. Evergreen Carpet Care makes it easy with free pickup and delivery of your area rugs.
For expert rug cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Hi, it's me, Doodaloo. Lowest prices from Grocery Outlet.
Hi, it's the rest of us.
Hey there.
Hi. Hey.
For over 60 years now, Grocery Outlet has been selling the brands you know and love for up to 60% less than what you'd pay at traditional grocery stores.
And check this out.
We've got meats and produce, naturals and organics at prices that'll make you want to sing.
Good thing we've got a really catchy theme song. Hit it.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
Bargain Market. Now it's stuck in my head.
At Dollar Loan Center, the word no is a good thing. No collateral required. No prepayment penalties. No application fees. And best of all, no checking account required. When banks say no, we say yes. Getting a signature loan up to $2,500 or an auto title loan up to $10,000 from us is a no-brainer. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dan Mason is here. He's the program director for News Talk 780 KOH. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, he is Mad Dog Mason.
Happy New Year, Sam.
On the radio. Always great to have you here. Lisa Cafferati is a lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. And Fred Locken is professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. So let us start out with the president's executive order for new gun control measures.
Good public relations. In the scheme of things, it's not really going to change a darn thing. Most Americans seem to be okay with universal background checks, so he's going to go forward with whatever he can accomplish. But in the end, it's not going to prevent San Bernardino or anything else like it. It just sounds really good to say I did something.
Lisa?
Well, you know, Planned Parenthood, we've never had a position on laws that deal with guns and background checks. And after the incident in Colorado Springs, of course, we have taken a position, and I do think that the universal background checks, closing that loophole at gun shows, would have prevented the situation in Colorado Springs. And it's the question that's on the ballot in Nevada. And so, and obviously a huge, huge question in Nevada with our early caucus.
You know, one of the things that's fascinating to me about every time we have any kind of gun control measures, and this has been going on through the entire Obama presidency, is gun sales are through the roof.
We've added 100 million guns in American society during the presidency of Barack Obama. We have over 400 million guns today. So whatever any president does, Republican or Democrat, that genie's out of the bottle. But I think there's a real frustration. We seem so helpless to be able to deal with this senseless violence. I think that a lot of Americans will feel comfortable with the president's action, even though it's an executive order. I think we should wonder why our government does not sit down and reflect on why, as a society, we have these violent actions that occur and find what the solutions are going to be, if they're improved mental health rather than gun control. But this is not going to go away. It's only getting worse. And frankly, we had to do something.
Well, and you know, for somebody like me that doesn't own a gun, there's no gun in my house except for a pellet gun, which my wife likes. But that's neither here nor there.
Be careful.
She's never aimed it at me, I'm happy to say. But with, you know, as Fred points out, 400 million guns. I mean, what astonishes me, and I've said it on the program before, is that these kind of incidents don't happen more often. We have over 300 million people in this country, and sadly, mental health is an issue, and there are crazy people out there, so it only shocks me that it doesn't happen more often.
We spend a lot of time talking about the mass shooting incidents, as we should. We don't spend enough time talking about what's happening in the inner cities, and Chicago is a great example. Gangs, drug lords, thugs, whatever you want to call them, they're shooting people every single day in large volumes in these cities. So while we talk about the mass shootings, I understand that. The larger problem is this is going on all the time in every city across America.
Well, and the we who would talk about it would be the media. Although it's interesting, the portrayal of gun violence, really in Nevada, you know, women are most likely to be killed by an intimate partner with a gun. And so the real place that the violence is happening is in homes and domestic violence situations. Although if you look at the media, you'll get very colored views of what kind of violence is happening.
And why do you think that is?
Media, part of the process is to sell papers and sell ads, and so we now have media that sort of has a narrative story. So whatever fits into your narrative, whether it's thugs in big cities or whatever the narrative is, then that's the story that gets told.
Give us a nuanced view of that, Fred, because you've got two perspectives there.
I was just thinking of other things. It's an unresolvable, in my view. We have something that is so in our DNA in this nation. We Our definition of entertainment is violence. We don't care if it's violence against women or it's inner city violence. We get some odd adrenaline kick from watching it. Our video games
are
violent.
But the world, hey, you know what, though? The world does. I mean, go back to when you were a child and you were watching cartoons. Cartoons are incredibly violent. And the cartoons we grew up on in the Disney era, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, they were violent.
It is
true. It didn't mean that you were going to be Roadrunner and zoom off the cliff.
I know. There's odd tipping point, and we now have people that are acting out. And then, of course, we have some of the worst mental health support in this country. We allow people who should be under care to wander the streets. And so I agree with you. I'm shocked we're not seeing far more violence in America.
And that's called budget cuts. Quickly, because we've only got less than a minute left here, the Ammon Bundy situation in Oregon is fascinating to me just because at this point the federal government has gone hands off, leave it to the sheriff, and all the neighbors are saying, we want no part of this. The Hammonds have gone to jail. They're fine with that. They're going to look to appeal to President Obama. Quick response.
I frankly don't know what the point of any of it is. Just don't.
Grandstanding.
Right. Again, it's, if these folks were a different color and they were occupying a federal building, I think the media story would be very different. So
we'll be right back.
The 12th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Builders Alliance, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the El Dorado Resort Casino Reno.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
Don't miss Monster Fish in Search of the Last River Giants now at the Discovery. Stunning life-size sculptures, hands-on interactive exhibits, and evocative video installations put you face-to-face with freshwater giants from around the world. Monster Fish, now at the Discovery. Learn more at nvdm.org.
You can take the first step to prepare for a new career in healthcare. Join us at the Carrington College Open House, Tuesday, January 19th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. At our open house, you can learn about preparing for exciting career paths, tour the campus, and see for yourself all that Carrington has to offer. To RSVP, call 877-577-2781 or visit carringtonrsvp.com. Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for your money.
Call Laub & Laub.
Watch Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6.
On our next broadcast, Reed Hamilton of Hamilton Solar. He'll have a lot to say. We'll see on the next broadcast.